past couple of shurim, we were discussing various aspects of Kedushas Kohen, specifically when it comes to cases of Tumah. The fact that a Kohen is Mitameh, Lameis Mitzvah, and Krovim, but typically speaking, obviously, that's an Issa and Daraisa. At least when it comes to that example in the Parsha, L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, one understands that that is a clear indicator of the Tosefes Kedusha that a Kohen has. What's somewhat surprising is as the Pesukim continue, when you get to Pasukei, lo yikruchu karcha barosham, there has to be appropriate avelos. A person cannot go ahead and rip out his hair and cause bodily damage, gashes to his skin in the process of being misabel. But that is not something that is limited to the Kohen. That's something that applies to all of Klal Yisrael. The Torah continues and tells us, ufa'as sikonam lo yigalechu, that realize that you're a Kohen, you're not allowed to engage in giluach of the peyas hazaka. Certainly that's true. That's something which is universal. That applies to a Kohen, to a Levi, to a Yisrael. And no doubt it begs the question that why exactly is it mentioned here in the very beginning of the Parsha? Tumas Kohanim, I understand. That's a great indicator. But how is it true of other shared Isurim? When you look at the Haftorah, for example, in Yechezkel Mem Dalitz, the Haftorah concludes that Kol Nevela Utrefa Lo Yochlu HaKohanim. This is Machalos Asuros. A Kohen has to distance himself. He cannot engage in Achila. And there, the obvious question there as well, that Nevela and Trefa are universally Surim. Why is this highlighted when it comes to the Kohen? So apparently you see, but it's very, very true, Halacha as follows. Yes, they're shared Isurim. They're shared Isurim. The Isur, for example, of Ufas Sekonam Lo Yigalechu applies to a Kohen. It applies to a Levi, it applies to a Yisrael, but apparently that two individuals can involve themselves in violating this single Isser, a Kohen and a Yisrael, but for the Kohen is considered to be an Avera Chamura. It is more Chamur, even though it's a shared Avera, but you know what? The level of Avera is elevated. It's something which is raised. The Torah tells us the next pasuk, pasuk vav, kadoshim yu lelokehem, meaning that if Yisrael engages in giluach, that's a violation of a lav. But if a Kohen engages in giluach, it's a lav and an essay. So true on one level, it's a shared avera, it's usher to this and usher to that, but it's not equal. When the Kohen goes ahead and does so, by virtue of his Tosefes Kedusha, so on such an else, it's considered to be an Avera Chamura. An Avera Chamura. And this is explicit in the Sugin Yevamos Sandav Heyumadal. There the Gemara discusses the following. You know, those Sugis Yevamos deal with the concept of Esed Ochalos Esed, also that we touched on now in the earlier Shiuri. The Gemara raises the following, that you know what, if a person is a Mitzora, at the conclusion of the tzaras, he engages in tara, and that tara involves giluach. That involves giluach. So it's a fascinating just halacha. Now that what typically would be asr is allowed, it's mandated, it's necessary when it comes to part of the process of the tara samasara. So maybe that's not something which is so surprising, because we know that sometimes you can have an override, as we discussed, an essay, dochalos essay. Okay. But the Gemara raises the following question. We have a principle now, Shabbos Dav Chav Dalet, Beit Zadav Ches, that Ein Esed Ochalos Esei Vesei. Ein Esed Ochalos Esei Vesei. The Gemara is mafurish. Now, when a Kohen goes ahead and engages in Giluach, it's a lav and an essay. It's a lav, there's an Isra of Giluach, and there's an essay of Kedoshim Yu. A Kohen engaging in Giluach is an Avera Chamura. It's a lav and an essay. So the Gemara suggests that, you know what, we should be able to derive from that example that essay dochalos essay v'essay. That's something which is striking. We know that's not true. We know, yes, an essay is dochalos essay, but ain't essay dochalos essay v'essay. Why don't you use the example of a Kohen who's a Mitzora to prove that essay dochalos essay v'essay? That's stunning. Now that's the kasha of the Gemara. You almost have a. The Gemara answers as follows. Ooh, we discussed this with the Tosfos and Brachas Tav Chav. You know what? There's something unusual about giluach. Giluach. Giluach is a lav she eino shava bakol. It's a lav she eino shava bakol. You have certain Yisurim that are universal, okay. You have certain Yisurim where indeed it's not true. If something is selective, it's not universal, that's an indicator that it is not as chamor. It is not as chamor. Oh, so you can't derive esse dochalose se ve'ese. We're dealing with giluach, and giluach, that binds men, but not women, not women. Oh, that's a law of shenu shava b'kol. And therefore, you can't derive a broad principle of esse dochalose se ve'ese. That's exactly what Tosa said, for example, about the fact that, a Kohen is allowed to go into Matam in the Mace in cases, for example, of Krovim in Mace Mitzvah. Why don't you use that as an example that Kvod HaBrios is Dochi Surim Bekum Vesei? What did Tosa say? Because the Isser on the Kohen is a Lav Sheinu Shava B'Kol. Rashi says, no, Rashi's Bamshel, no. Davar Yotzeh Min HaKlal. No, no, Tosu says just a limited teretz. Nazirus is Efsha B'She'ela. And when it comes to a Kohen, it's Enosh Shavu B'Kol. So you can't derive the broad principles of something as a relatively weak Isser. That's exactly what the Gemara says in Yevamos and Daf Hei. When it comes to Giluach, the Kohen engages in Giluach regarding Tzaras, you're right, it's a lav and an essay, but it's Enosh Shavu B'Kol, and therefore you can't derive the principle of Tosus there, Yevamos Daf Hei, raises the following question. Okay, I can't derive the principle. The principle. That would be Mamesh HaKlal Gadol, the Esei Docholosa Sevesei. That's not true. But let's at least derive a principle, a limited principle. Let's at least derive the following principle, that Esei Docholosa Sevesei, Shinu Shavu B'Kol. Let's at least have that principle. No? So I'll file that in the back of my mind, that you're right. Essay is not dochalos, it's an essay if it's universal. But it's a lav, an essay, shino shav b'kol. You see from the case of Giluach that essay dochalos, essay, shino shav b'kol. At least I should have that particular cloud. Okay, now Tosa says that's wrong. We don't even have such a cloud. How do you know we don't have such a cloud? Ooh, so you have to continue in Parsha Semo, no? Let's assume a person is a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Grusha. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana. A Kohen Gadol is obligated to marry a Besula. A Besula. Okay? If a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, that's a lav than an essay. A lav than an essay. What about the following? A Kohen is married. A Kohen dies. No children. The brother is a Kohen Gadol. The brother is a Kohen Gadol. Ah, Yibum. Can Yibum be performed under such circumstances? The brother is the Kohen Gadol. Can the brother who is the Kohen Gadol do Yibum? That's a sugni of Amos and Daf Chav. And there the Gemara says the following. Now, the Gemara suggests that, you know what? This Amana, was it Minha Erisin or was it Minha Nisun? Was it Minha Eris or Minha Nisun? If it's Minha Erisin, she's an Amana, but she's a Psula. If it's Minha Nisun, she's an Amana who's a Ba'ula. The Gemara says, that's really fundamental. That's very fundamental, no? If it's an almana min ha'erusin, so for the Kohen Gadol to the Yibum, it's just a violation of a lav. A Kohen Gadol marrying an almana, but she is a basula. If it's lachar ha'nisuin, it's a lav and an essay. So you know what the Gemara says? Something stunning. That midaraisa. That Yibum could be done through the Kohen Gadol, as long as it's an almana min ha'erusin. Because all it is a lav of almana, and esse Yibum dochalos esse. There will be an application of Esedil Chalosa Esay. But, if it's an Amana Min HaNisuin, now it's a Lav Esay, and Ein Esedil Chalosa Esay V'Esay. So that's the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chaf Mabez. If it's an Amana Min HaErisin, Esedil Chalosa Esay, Amana Min HaNisuin, Ein Esedil Chalosa Esay V'Esay. Is it really the case that, an Amana Min HaErisin, the Kohen Gadol is going to do Yibum? The Gemara says, Midar ICS, Midar Abana Nat. You know why Midar Abana Nat? Because Gozru, Birishona Ato Biyashniya. Gozru Birishona Ato Biyashniya. What exactly does that mean? That, you know what? Look, Yibum is Doche. But only that which is necessary for Yibum is going to be Doche. What's necessary for Yibum? Yavama Yavaleha. You know what's necessary for Yibum? Birishona. Oh, Tosus even goes a step further. Chafma Beis. All you need is Tchilas Biyah. That's all you need. Tchilas Biyah. Well, Tosus points out, no, Yivamas Chacham Ad Aleph, that even though Tchila Zviya is not going to produce a child, you know what? That's not necessary for the mitzvah of Yivam. Well, not necessary for the mitzvah of Yivam. Okay. So all you're going to allow for Esed Ochalosa, say, is that which is necessary. What's necessary? Virishona, or Rashba, Virishona, Tosus only Tchila Zviya? No. So you're going to say, Yavama Yavalan, get divorced. Get divorced. So Midrabanan, we're not going to allow for that. Midrabanan, Gozru. Virishona, Ato Vyashniya. Instead of be and get divorced, Chalitza. Well, we alluded to this yesterday and the day before Shir as well. Now, Gozru. Yibum is Eishasach, no? Yibum is Gilei Arayos. Is the halacha of Yibum that Yavam Yavala and then get divorced? No, certainly not. No? Nasas Kisha Lachadova. So Yibum can be Doche Eishasach, and it can't be Doche Aman Lekoin Gadol. They're Gazru. What do you mean Gazru? It pushes aside in Isser Erevah. So why wouldn't you say the same thing here? That, you know what? So if it's Matur Birishona, it's Matur Birishni as well. Isn't that true when it comes to Yibum? It's not just Matur Birishona. It's Matur all subsequent Bir. Why do you say if it's true when it comes to Nisar Erva that it's Matur, it's not when it comes to Amanala Kohen Gadol? Ooh, so that's that Rashva. Kedushin Chafal from the days. And we just discussed that now of when do you say this principle called Hov Yishtar Yishtri? When do you say Hov Yishtar Yishtri? And that magnificent Chiddush of the Rashba, you only say it when it comes to Hutra, not when it comes to Duchuya. Yibum and Eishasach. Yibum, by definition, involves Eishasach. That's Duchuya. Well, what do I do now? Yibum involves Eishasach. Mamash Hutra. Or maybe even go a step further, that Ramban. It's a Devar HaYotzim and HaKlal. Ramban borrows the Rashi, no? Bracha Eschaf. But Aman of the Kohen Gadol and Yibum is Hutra, 99.99 cases of Yibum don't involve the sister whatsoever. In this particular case, they happen to coincide. There's a convergence of two Isurim. That's Duchuya. That's the Chiddush that the Rashba writes. That, you know what? In Hutra, you can apply the principle of Hov Yishtri Yishtri. But you can't apply the principle of Hov Yishtri Yishtri to cases of Duchuya. No? Remember that? That could even be a commonality, ironically, between Duchuya and Lo Nemra. No, because maybe Hov Yishtri Yishtri only applies in Hutra. If there's no Isser whatsoever, and there's no Matir, maybe you don't even have the same Hov Yishtri Yishtri. A little bit ironic, but you know, in that construct, the most extreme heter, so to speak, is similar to Duchuya. No, you don't say Hov Yishtri Yishtri? Wow, but that's something which is pretty unusual. No, but that's what the Gemara writes. Yivamos Nefcha from the Beis. Now that if it's Amman min Erisin, then Midarais there's Yibum. But if it's Amman min Hanisuin, there is no Yibum. Because Enesei Docholosa say, Vese, you with me now? Ooh, so Tosus is bothered. What do you mean? Amman of the Kohen Gadol? Isn't Amman of the Kohen Gadol Lav She'enu Shava Bakol? Who in the world violates Amman of the Kohen Gadol? Guess what? None of us, no? None of us. You need an Amana, you need a Kohen Gadol, right? That's a Lav HaShava Bakol. So you're dealing with Yibum and Amana the Kohen Gadol, which is a Lav Shenu Shava Bakol. And can't I bring a Raya from, Yavamas Hamad Aleph, Tara Sametzora of a Kohen, that Esei Dochalosa Sevelosas She'enu Shava Bakol. Sheino Shavakol. A Kohen who is a Metzora engages in the Taras HaMetzora Al Yidei Giluach. And Mefurish in the Gemara, that's a lot of an essay. The Gemara says you can't derive the big klal from that because it's a lot of Sheino Shavakol. But let's at least derive the minor klal from that. Essay do Chalosas have essay Sheino Shavakol. And therefore let the Kohen Gadol do Yibum, even the case of Nisuin. You hear such a kasha? No? That's Tosus is Kashni Ramasdaf, Heimar Aleph, and of Heimar Aleph. Wow. So Tosus writes something stunning. Giluach is a lot of Shino Shavakol. But Tosfos writes, Aman of the Kohen Gadol is not the love Shinu Shavuko. Whoa, like, why exactly? You know? Poshav Shem Tosfos, it's not percentages, no? In order to say something is Eino Shavuko, you have to have like a class exclusion, no? You have to have an exclusion. You know, an Isser that only applies to men and doesn't apply to women, that's called Lev Shinu Shavuko. In Isser that only applies to a Kohen, that doesn't apply to Yisrael, Lanefesh Lo Yitam Bamav, that's Lev Shinu Shavuko. Okay, what about Aman of the Kohen Gadol? You know what Tosfos writes? Who violates the Isser of Aman of the Kohen Gadol? Who violates the Isser? Both of them. He'll get Malkus Daraisa, she'll get Malkus Daraisa. No? Even though the reason for this is a function of his Kedusha, he's a Kohen Gadol, yeah, but nonetheless, lo yikacho, echad lo. Both are loke. You know, if she would not be included in the Isser, you know, that would be called a lav shinu shavuko. But you know what? Who is she? Not a man. Who is she? Not a Kohen. So you see that this Isser of another Kohen Gadol, it's not limited to a Kohen Gadol, it's not limited to a Kohen, it's not limited to a man. That's called a lav shavuko. You can't say it's Yisuri Kahuna. What is Yisuri Kahuna? I can say Lenefesh Lo Yitam Bamav is Yisuri Kahuna. I can say Giluach is an Isser to a Zachar, not to. But I can't say Amana the Kohen Gadol because even if it's a limited example, but if the Almana is going to get Malkus for this Avera, you can't say this is Kahuna. What Kahuna? Echado Vechada. And Tosfos therefore writes, that's a Tera, it's a Chiddush though, no? Even though in percentages, it's certainly not Shem. No one in this room can violate this Asisir. It's still called Shavuot because it's not Isuri Kahuna. It's not an Isser Kohen Gadol. Vaharaya, the Amana also gets Malkus for the Isser of the Kohen Gadol, marrying an Amana. Wow, it's not just a leaf either. Oh, that's a kasha of the Ramban. Why do you need an Isser for her? What's wrong with leaf either? Without her, she would not violate the Isser. You know? Fascinating. Okay. But bottom line, it's not just Leif Neiver. She violates the Isser of Lo Yikachu. So that's called Lav Hashava Bakal. Wow. That's a great Kiddush. So I'll tell you a secret. A tucked away Chidush Haran. Now this Chidush Haran is found. Guess what? Sanhedrin Yurches. But take a look. You see that Chidush Haran like, whoa. The Chidush Haran writes, you're right. Midaraisa. There is Yibum, even if it's an Amana Min HaNisun. Even if it's an Amana Min HaNisun. Because Yivam Ostah, hey, Esei Docholos Asev Esei Shinu Shavuko. Well, the Ran writes, Ina Chinami. Tosfos can't believe that that's true. So Tosfos writes, you have to treat the Isser of Amana L'Kohen Gadol as Lav HaShavuko. And the Chiddush Haran disagrees and says, no, that's not true. Min HaTorah Misya Bemes. Min HaTorah Misya Bemes. Just like an Amana Min HaErisin, Min HaTorah Misya Bemes. And only meet Rabban or not. The same thing when it comes to Amana Min HaNisuin. I'll tell you, what do you mean? In Esti Del Chalosa Se Vesei? The answer is, what do you mean? That's an essay, Yibum, which is Shavu Bakal, pushing aside Chalosa Se Vesei, which is Eino Shavu Bakal. Wow, that's a Chiddush Haran. That we treat that as Lav Shinu Shavuko. I'll tell you even another element of the Chiddush. Not for right now. Who's obligated the mitzvah of Yibum? No? The Yavam? Yes. The Yavama? Not so clear. That itself is a fundamental machlokas Rishon. Is there a mitzvah on the Yavama? But maybe the Torah, look, you have an obligation. This is your mitzvah. Is she also obligated in? Pashup Shem Echidush Haran, Yibum is Shavu Bakal, the Yavam and the Yavama, and Aman HaLakoyin Gadol is Eino Shavu Bakal, and therefore, Esti Docholosa Sevesei, Shino Shavu Bakal. Wow. So, Rov Rishonim. No, assume no, there is no Yibum. If la'achar nisuin, the brother of the Kohen Gadol dies, because ein esei dochalosa seve esei, so sheet number one, the Chiddush Haran, that there is yibum midaris.
Okay.
Let's just go a step further now. Let's assume that there is no Yibam Midaraisa. Rov Rishonim, Rov. No, not like that for Dushera. No? There's no Yibam. Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese. There is no Yibam. There is no Yibam. So I'll just go the next step, and let's say Yibam was done. Let's say Yibam was done. So you kind of go over it and you say, Yibam, Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese. You know, Yibam was done. What's the onesh, the issa, the chiyuv of violating Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese? What's the onesh? What's the onesh for Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese? So you know what? B'chol HaTorah Kula, whenever you have a case of Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese, what's the onesh? What's the onesh? So you know what the answer is? That's 2 days in Tosus, in two different masechtas. That is a machlokas, 2 days in Tosus, Tosus Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, against the Tosus in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph. Whenever you have a case of Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese, a person wants to be Sorif Kadshi, it's a mitzvah to say, Beish Yisrofu. But you cannot do so, on Yantif, Ravashi, Shabbos Chof Dalet, because Yantif is alive, and then I say, and Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese. What's the onesh for Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese? Now, Sugya Beitza, Dav Ches. A person does Shlita, and he has to do Kisi Adam. He doesn't have any dirt prepared for Kisi Adam. So he goes ahead and takes a clump of earth and he breaks it up. Breaking it up is a form of tochein, anyanta for the purpose of Kisi Adam. The Gemara says, that's not good because Kisi Adam's mitzvah is a say. But Malach anyantif is alive and a say, and Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese. What's the onish for Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese? So somewhat unclear. Ooh, so I'll tell you the Tosus and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. Tosus is bothered by a kasha. Maybe one could argue the whole kasha. Maybe one could argue, is it so obvious that that's a kasha? But Tosus is bothered by a kasha. And Tosus gives a stunning teretz. Tosus' kasha is as follows. Those two cases I mentioned. Shabbos Chof Daled, Beitza Dav Ches. When it comes to Yantif, Ein Ese Del Chalosa Seve Ese. Tosus raises the following kasha. How does all of that apply, incredible kasha, to women? Why? Unbelievable. Because Tosus' shita is, the Ran says, not true. But Tosus' shita is, are women obligated to refrain from Malach Anyantif? Absolutely yes. But, you know what? That's only because of the love. That's only because of love. Women are included in Komlecha Savor Losasu. But the essay of Shabbosom, Tishvos, Shabbos Samates, Ushmartim Esa Shabbos, and Kodesh Ilachem, the essay of Shabbos and Yantif, you know what Tosus writes? Unbelievable, that's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. That's like Lulav Sukh and Shofar. That's a Zman Grama. When we're chayiv in all of them, but they're exempt from mitzvah Shazman Grama. So Tosus assumes, Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, that Meleches Shabbos, Meleches Yantif, is a lav, of course women are included, but they're exempt from this. Now, on Shabbos, it doesn't matter, because the lav is skila, no? And there's no possible Ese Del Chalosa say, but on Yantif, it's just a lav. And the reason we assume that you can't be Dolche Yantif to full mitzvah is because Ein Ese Del Chalosa say Vese. So a woman who's only included the lav and is exempt from the essay, why don't you say Ese Del Chalosa say? That's Tosus' kasha. You know what the Ran writes? He thinks the whole kasha is wrong. The only time there's a tour of a Zman Gram is when you have a standalone essay. A standalone essay. Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar. But if something is a lav in an essay, so whoever is obligated to lav is obligated in the essay. He thinks the assumption of Tosus is wrong. Women are obligated in the essay of Shabbosah. Because whoever's Parshas Emor is going to tell us Shabbosah, the Ran writes, of course, women are obligated in Shabbosah. Ay, it's a Zman Grama. Yeah, standalone Zman Grama, women are exempt. But if something is a lav and an essay, the lav and essay are inseparable. And what's the direction that you flip? You can't separate the lav and essay. And therefore, what's the koveya? Whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay. Oh, that's what the Ran writes. And that's sugya. Kedusha naflam adalit. Kedusha naflam adalit. Well, Tosis assumes women are exempt from essay. So, why don't you say essay dochalos essay? So, Tosis writes the following: Halav olim, halav olim. An essay can't be dochalav sheish bokaris. Why not? Because the lav is so potent, it's so chamur. You know, the essay hits it, bounces right off. Bounces right off. Doesn't budge. Sometimes an essay, can push aside a lav. Not an iser lav that's chamur. So Tosus like threads the needle, no? Even though women are exempt from the essay, but by virtue of the fact that there is an essay indicates that the lav is chamur, and an essay cannot go ahead and push aside such a lav. Just like an essay cannot be docha lav sheish bo kares. An essay cannot be docha something which is forbidden b'lav and an essay in the great chiddush, even if you're exempt from the essay. But the lav is more chamur. The lav is, that's the chiddush atosos, two words, halav olam. Wow, that's something which is incredible. Incredible. So Rabbi Kveger tells you in the Gilyan HaShas, and that tosos, kiddush lam dalet, take a look at the tosos chulin kuf mem aleph. It's a tiny tosis. But you know those tiny tosis and woo, you know, like, don't skip it. No. We just try to skip the long tosis. And tiny tosis, okay. It takes so much time to do a tiny tosis. Yes. No. A tosis writes the following chiddush. What's the onesh for ein esei dochalos esei vesei? So tosis just writes tiny, ein aloke. Wow. You know what analoka means? Analoka means subtraction. No? It means esse do chalos esse. But ain esse do chalos esse. Well, of course, because you have a remainder. Right? The esse is docha the lav, but now you have to subtract. So you have a lav, then esse, minus the lav, you have a balance of an esse. So anyone who violates ain esse do chalos esse vesse, it's a bitul esse. Analoka. It's a bitul esse. In other words, the lav is gone. You have a carryover, a ranger, a balance. Wow. So Rabbi Kveger, that's against the Tosfos and Kedushin. The Tosfos and Kedushin writes that the essay is an indicator that this is an Avera Chamuva and nothing budges. Nothing budges means you get Malkas Daraisa. And the Tosfos and Chulin, no, right? The lav is out and there's only an essay. Only an essay. That's pretty choshuv, no? That's 2 days in Tosfos of Ein Essei Dochalos Essei Vesei. So I'll tell you the following. This poor Kohen Gadol did Yibum. He thought he was doing this, amazing chesed. No, and all of a sudden, it turns out, you're a Kohen Gadol. Right? Ein Essei Dochalos Essei Vesei. So according to Chiddush Iran, it's Mutar Min HaTorah, because it's Lav Shinu Shavu Bakol. Wow. According to the Tosfos and Chulin, you know what? The essay is Dochalos Essei, but there's a balance of an essay. Parshas Emor, Besul Yikach, right? According to the Tosfos and Kedushin, Halav Olim, and therefore another, it's Nisra Lav and an essay. It's a Malkas Daraisa. Malkas Daraisa. Three Shitas, no? If the Kohen Gadol goes and attempts to do Yibum, if it's an Amon, I mean, Hanisuin. Now I'll tell you the following. Maybe a fourth Shita? Let me ask you a really heavy question. No. Yibum is doche eishasach. No? Eishasach is gilei arayos sheish bo kares. In the case of this Kohen Gadol and Almana, you know what the Torah says? Don't do yibum. No? Bottom line, don't do yibum. Oh, is that because it's a lav? Is that because it's an essay? Don't, let's assume the most makel shita. It's an essay without the chiddush iran. It's an essay. Don't do yibum. Let me ask a very heavy issue. If the Torah says don't do yibum, this reishasach is paka. Or maybe I'll tell you the following. If the Torah says don't do yibum, you know what I will tell you? There's an isra reishasach, and the yibum is not chal, and the vlad is a mamzer. It's just an essay. Just an essay. The Torah says don't do yibum. If the Torah says don't do yibum, don't do yibum. You mean, don't do yibum because there's an essay, but the isra veishasach is paka? Why would the isra veishasach be paka if the Torah says don't do yibum? No? That would be like a fourth shita, no? That's kind of stunning. That even if the reason you're not doing yibum is because ein essay d'chalosa se ve'essay, yeah, but the bottom line is if the Torah says don't do yibum, don't do yibum, and if there is no yibum, why would the Torah release you from an isra veishasach? That would be striking. Now, is there any such possibility? So you know what I would tell you? Maybe. Because there's a fascinating Rambam. This Rambam is found in Hilchos Mamrim. In Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. Dalet Beis in Hilchos Mamrim. Whoa. So the Rambam writes the Yisod. This other Rambam Paskins. Generally, you know what? You can only become a Zaken Mamar Yif. You're more alasos kegan esanhejin. It doesn't have to be a horah that involves kares mamish. It doesn't have to be kares. But it has to be a hagdara. A hagdara, a theme, a psak, which I would say is a davar sheyesh bo kares. So the Rambam writes his stunning example, no? That's very relevant for us. Since chametz v'pesach is an iser kares, so a person can become a zakei mamre even if he's mara lasos keneged sanhedrin regarding chametz and erev pesach kodem chatzos. That's only nisa d'rabbanan. That's like the stunning chiddush of the Rambam. You could be a zakein mamri daraisa for contesting the koach hachacham regarding a din derabana. That's the chiddush the Rambam in Shorash Rishon, the Sefer HaMitzvos, that dinim derabana are bambay los hasur. Oh, we just discussed yesterday. That's brachos yutesim and beis. And the Rambam writes, that's really a din daraisa, and you can be put to death for being a zakein mamri daraisa when the whole Din Torah was regarding an Issur Drabbanan. That's amazing, no? And the Ramban writes, absolutely not. To be a Zakein Mamre Daraisa, you have to contest a Din Daraisa. If you contest a Din Drabbanan, you're wrong, but you cannot be a Zakein Mamre Daraisa. Well, all right, that's for another issue. Well, but the Ramban writes the following. So I'll give you an example of something which is called a Darish Hesh Bokaris. A Darish Hesh Bokaris. There's a woman who might be a Sota. Might be a Sota. That's the Machlokas. Right? Nechluku, the Rambam writes, Bahashkos HaSota. One side says that, yes, she is a Suffix Sota. And therefore, the next step is that she's a Asur Labal, and the next step is, look, if she's going to go through with this, Hashka. And the other side says, no, that's not true. No, that's not true. This woman is not a Suffix Sota, she's Muteras Alabal. So one side says, yeah, she's a Asur Labal, she's a Suffix Sota, and the other says no. And this is the Rambam's example of Zakei Mamre. The Chachamim say this, and the Zakei Mamre says that. You know what? If the Zaken Mamre doesn't cooperate, he's going to be put to death as a Zaken Mamre because this is called the Davar Sheish Bo Kares. How is this a Davar Sheish Bo Kares? How is this a Davar Sheish Bo Kares? What Kares? What Kares? If she's Muteras Al Habal, she's Muteras Al Habal. And if she's Asur Al Habal because there's an Isser of Suffix Sota, So you know what? Safek sota is tumah ksiba karayas. There's a lav. This is not chayve krisus. This is not chayve krisus. So they're arguing about either she's muteris al habal or she's asur al habal as a safek sota. There's no iser karis for safek sota. How can the Rambam write that this is considered to be a davar sheish bo karis? No? So this is not my kasha. The Rambam has to weigh in on this, no? The Rambam says this is a davar sheish bo karis. You ready? Because im meis habal, what happens if the husband dies? There are no children. That's the Rambam writes. What happens if the husband dies and there's no children? Well, if she's a suffix, so too is a surah habal, yibum is forbidden. And if she's muteras al habal, misya bemis. So this is a davar sheish bokares. This is a davar sheish bokares. Imeis habal. So even though they're arguing that she's muteras al habal or surah habal, you know what a corollary is? Whether misya bemes or any misya bemes, that's a davar sheish bokares. That's a davar sheish bokares. Okay. Who, what, where? Where's the kares exactly? No. Well, pashup shat narambam. No. If she's not a suffix sota, there's yibum. That's great. And if she is a suffix sota, it's nisr lav. But if there's nisr lav of suffix sota, there's no yibum. If she's asur al habal, there's no yibum. Yibum means you're materis al habal, you're materis to your brother-in-law, to the avon. If you're asur al habal, there's no. If the Torah says don't do yibum, there's kares of ishasach. The kares is not because of sota. There's no kares in sota. It means if the Torah says there's no yibum because there's an isser of suffix sota, so why in the world would the Isser of Eshesach be paka? If the Torah says, don't do Yibum. Wow. That is Rabbi Chanan's Raya. Rabbi Chanan is found in the Kovet Sa'aras Nivamas, in Simin Gimels, Sivkot and Beis. That's his Raya. That if bottom line, if bottom line is you can't do Yibum, even if the reason you can't even has nothing at all to do with Kares, but if you can't do Yibum, this Ravashasach remains. And if this Ravashasach remains, then there's Nisr Karis. Well, that's pretty heavy. Maybe that could be true of Aman al-Kohen Gadol as well. You can't do Yibum, nothing to do with Karis. But if there is no Yibum, why in the world should this Ravashasach be Poka? One could no doubt distinguish. Even if that's pshat in the Rambam is talking about a case where she's asur al habal. You know what I could argue? If a woman is asur al habal, the zika is impaired. The zika is impaired. If the zika is impaired, the ishusach remains. The ishus is incomplete. The ishus is ruptured. You have a case where a kohen dies and the brother is the kohen gadol. No, they're. There are many brothers. One brother is a Kohen Gadol. The Zika is impaired. Aman al Kohen Gadol is a separate issue entirely. Maybe one could even argue that even if you accept this Rambam, but nonetheless, right, maybe you can't compare the case of a Safek Sota to the case of Aman al Kohen Gadol. Wow, that's a stunning Rambam, no? You ready for this? Rabbi Chanan writes there, right? Gimel Beis, but take a look. He sent this Ha'ara to Rav Aaron Cutler, and he writes that Rav Aaron Cutler said, no. The Isser Kares that the Rambam's referring to is not Eish Yisach, it's Eish Yisish. Not Eish Yisach. It's Eish Yisish. Meaning the following, that if you hold that she's Muteres Al Habal, there is Yibum. And once there's Yibum, what's the next step? Nases kish to lechadavar. And now she's a fallacious ish. And if she had mezana with somebody else, that's an ish is insa. There's misa, there's kares. If you hold that, that's not true. That Yibum is forbidden. And if that would mean that even if Yibum is done, that the Yibum is not Chal, she is not an Eish Hashish? Oh, so the Nafgamina, whether she's Muteris or Solabao, is Lagabe Kareis and Misa, not of Eish Hashach, but of Eish Hashish. That's a pretty fascinating possibility. No? Think about it. No, but take a look. And Gimoveis. Those are four shittas. That's something which is pretty stunning. But Mefurish, that here, the starting point, Gilua HaMetzor when it comes to a Kohen, the fact that the Kohen has a Tosefes Kedusha, Vaharaya, the mitzvos yiseros that the Kohen has, that's an indicator of Tosefes Kedusha, and that Tosefes Kedusha morphs. That Tosefes Kedusha expands, it diffuses. That's impactful, even for Shari Surim. And therefore, even though there's an Isra of Giluach for Yisrael, but if a Kohen engages in a Giluach, it's considered to be an Isra Chamor. It's considered to be an Avera Chamora. And that Pashup Shavuot at the end of the Haftorah, that the Navi Yechezkel says, you're a Kohen, don't you dare partake in Machalos Asuros. The Isra Machalos Asuros is different if you're a Kohen as opposed to Yisrael. It's not a difference of Heter versus Isser, but it's considered to be an Avera Chamura. That's pretty heavy, no? I will tell you just as a phrase or as a mashal, you know, Sugim Kedushin Dav Zayin. Imagine the Baal says to Nisha, Chetzyeich Mekudeshesli. No? Half of you was married to me. The Gemara says, you know what? Half is married to me. The Gemara says, V'nifshitula Kedushay Akula. You know, if you're married to half, you're married to the woman in her entirety. No? Hispashtus. Diffusion. No? You have a Tosefes Kedusha indicated because of this. The Kedusha's Kohen is not limited to Avoda, not limited to, but it's something which expands. That's something which is pretty heavy. No? I'll tell you, that's Yisod. No? That the more Kadosh a person is, that you know what? The higher the bar, the greater the expectation. And that's not only true in the area of the obvious Tosefes Kedusha, but that's true throughout. That's the Kedusha of the Kohen. So even though it's indicated by the very beginning of the Parsha, and after Shlo Yitav Bamav, but it's impactful even when it comes to Vasa Kamalegalechu. It's impactful when it comes to Lo Yikruchu Karcha. That, I'll tell you, is the Chiddush Hakra. Where the Torah mentions Yisurim that are shared Yisurim in the parsha of Kedushas Kohen. You know, the Gemara describes in Beitz and Daf Tesvav. I've mentioned this a few times now, that Rabbi Elazar gave shir, right, all day on Yantif now. Because Rabbi Elazar felt that, you know what, maybe this is a machlokis in Derech Halimud, that when you have two psukim that are machishim zezeh, you always look for a kasav ashlishi. No? The Kasav Shlishi tells you this pasuk applies here, this pasuk applies there. Good. It's Machriya Benehem. Let's say there is no Kasav Shlishi. There is no Kasav Shlishi. The Torah says A and the Torah says B. And on its face, it seems to me, you know, how is that possible? For example, that's Sugya. Beit HaTesvav. You know? Yantif. Is it Lashem or is it Lachem? Atzeres Lashem Alkech, Atzeres Tiyah Lachem. How do you resolve that? So Rav Yehoshua writes, you know what the derech is? If the Torah says A and B, and it doesn't tell you A applies here and B applies there, you know what? That means you have to accommodate both. That's chalkeyu. That's called chatzin Hashem and chatzin lachem. Both are necessary. If the Torah says Hashem and Torah says lachem, barring any drush that's going to say this is exclusively here and that is exclusively there, it means both are necessary. Oh, that's the Ram. Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos. You have to make sure your day of Shabbos, your day of Yantif is divided. Lashem Lachem, Lashem Lachem. Ooh. And Rabbi Elazar disagreed and said, no. That if you have Lashem and you have Lachem, and there's no pasuk that tells you this here, that there, you know what that means? Oha, an option. O Kulashem, O Kulachem. The Torah is giving you a choice. Wow, that's like a really heavy machlokes, no? When there's no kasav ashlishi, does it mean both are necessary? Does it mean you have an option? You have an option. So Rabbi Lozer felt you have an option. And if you have an option, you don't really have an option. No? Like, if you have an option, you have an option of kul Hashem. So what are you going to do? You're going to start eating. No? So that's what Gemara describes, Rabbi Lozer, right? Shear the entire day of Yantif. No? If you have an option of kul Hashem, why wouldn't you even seize kul Hashem? It's an important mindset. No? So the Gemara describes, Rabbi Lozer giving shear the entire day of Yantif. And the Gemara says there were six groups of Talmidim, no? And, you know, like, they started, withering out. Jonathan just showed me, you know, those hooks on the back of the doors of the Beis Medrash, on the bottom. You know, that's a security measure in order to make sure the doors don't open, no? And the thing on the side is the, do you know how to use it? Okay, that's the... I guess it pays to know how to use these things if they're supposed to be there for security. Now, in case Chas V'Shalom, there's a scare, so there's a little plastic thing. You open up those red hooks, you put it in the floor, the doors can't fit for after Mincha on Monday. So, you put it in, the doors can't. Doors are locked. No one can go anywhere. Like, that's what it's there for. That's what it's there for. Okay. Wow. So the Gemara describes basic tesvav that, you know what? People start leaving, like Hayitachin, leaving. Now, one, two, three, four, six groups. Six. It sounds in the Gemara that Rabbi Lazar was more distressed as time went on. Interesting, you know? Probably one would have thought, you know what, at least those guys, you know, they stayed for the first few hours. No, they just left at the very end. Now, see, take a look that there's a sefer of Mamarm of the Stifler. It's called Pnini Rabbeinu Kilas Yaakov. It's found in Amud Ayin Vav. Where he writes, you know what, that when you have kind of that division, there's a certain group that you expect the most, that you expected the most. So the ones, you didn't even get up and say anything yet, and already they're insulted, already they're out. No, you didn't even say anything. But you know, those who stayed and those remained, you know, who appreciated what Elazar was telling them. When they left, Rabbi Lazar felt even more anguish. No? That's the Stipler writes that, you know what? For those B'nai Torah, the bar is raised. The expectation is a higher one. And you know what? That one has to be so careful in that case. The expectation is greater. The bar is raised. You have a Kedusha of a coin. So you have to recognize this is going to impact on everything that you do, even when it comes to Asher Yisurim. You have the Swiss of being a B'nai Torah. You have to realize that this is impactful for everything. Rucham Eloshina writes in Shar Dalav Nefesh HaChaim, he says, that's the meaning of Lo Meid Ve'enu Mekayim. That's like Lo Meid Ve'enu Mekayim. A person who knows, and he knows the sugyas, and he knows the halach, he knows the shuras hadin, and he's deficient halach lemaisa. No? Like, that's the dichotomy, that's the contrast. The person who's aware, with expectation is the highest, and all of a sudden, you know, they fall short. That's something which is stunning. I would tell you that all of this is embedded in the beginning Psukim and Emor. No? You have the Kedusha of a Kohen. You know, it's impactful when it comes to Avoda. It's impactful when it comes to Tuma. But it is likewise impactful when it comes to Karcha, when it comes to Giluach. Right? Not only just a Lav, but a Lav and an essay as well. Right? This is not literal shot, no? But when the Pasuk continues, and it mentions the psulei kohuna. The psulei kohuna, no? And pasuk yirches. Among them is the sarua. The sarua, no? So Rashi just quotes the Gemara Bechoros, Nadav Mem. You know what sarua means? Imbalance. Right? One aver is larger than the other. A person has two eyes, a person has two ears, a person has... And they're not symmetrical. There's not symmetrical. There's no psul of large or small, but larger. There's an asymmetry. That's part of the psulei kohuna. Psulei kohuna. Now, I would tell you, even in terms of the beginning of the parsha, you know, it's a psul that the kedusha should only reflect itself in mikdash, and it shouldn't reflect itself in every other area of the Torah Hashem. That's being a sarua. No, that I'm kadosh because I have a schus of avod, but it ends there. and everything else kind of is deficient. No, so that cannot be. There has to be a holistic balance in terms of those elements of avodah session. So I think it's an important Musar Haskalah when it comes to the Kedusha of the Kohen. We spent a lot of time talking about the technical aspect of Tumah and Hutra and Duchui and Yatzam and Aklal, but in terms of the Hemshech HaKra, I think it's an important Musar Haskalah, more than relevant for us. Now that, when you're Zohar, the expectations are greater, and one has to be incredibly careful. Now, otherwise, imagine Rahman al-Islam, a low-made Ve'eno Makam. All right, Mr. Chum, we'll continue on Sunday.